Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to attend this meeting. SBI Holdings Inc. Fiscal 2013 Financial Results Announcement. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank you. I also would like to thank you for your continued support to our business. Our Vice President, Mr. Izuchi, was supposed to be with us this afternoon, but on April 9th, when we sent out the invitation, his name was on the list, but he passed away on the 16th of April. Therefore, Mr. Izuchi is not with us today. I personally feel like he is sitting there. He is with us. For over 20 years, I've had business relations with him. We shared our vision. I am extremely shocked by his passing away. Words cannot describe the way I feel. Of course, it's no use just grieving over his death. I would like to do my best so that I can continue to realize his vision. Mr. Kawashima is our advisor today, but following the shareholders' general meeting, he will be on the board of directors as well. That being part of the reason, as a former president of our bank business, and given that he's going to be our board member following the shareholders' general meeting, on behalf of Mr. Iguchi, he is attending this announcement meeting. Without further ado, I'd like to give you the results for fiscal 2013. We adopted IFRS from fiscal 2012. This is the first time that we can make a year-on-year comparison based on IFRS on a full year basis. First, the highlights of the consolidated results. As you can see here, maybe I should actually show you the actual results. We have set out new record in terms of operating revenue, 282.822 billion yen, up 51.7% year-on-year. Operating income, 42.224 billion, up 154.7% year-on-year. Profit before income tax expenses, 38.899 billion yen, up 173.7%. Profit attributable to the owner of the company, 21,439, up 569.6%. By segment, in all segments, we were able to achieve large increase in terms of revenue. In financial services, 30.4% increase. Asset management business, up 125.8%. Biotechnology related, up 126.3%. Others, primarily housing and real estate business, up 25.8%. In terms of profit before income tax expenses, financial services up 99% year-on-year at 37.298 billion yen. Asset management, 8.990 billion yen, up 65%. Biotechnology related, it's still in a loss, but a major improvement year-on-year, 1.468 billion yen improvement year-on-year. Others, especially real estate, up 46.9% at 2.438 billion yen. When we announced the third quarter results, I predicted that we will achieve the all-time high. The assumptions were that the financial services business will continue to see an increment, and in the asset management business, on February 13th, we were expecting the IPO of Akusala. And also, we did not predict a significant decline in previously listed portfolio stocks. And in biotechnology-related business, a partial receipt of contingency fee was planned, and therefore we were expecting a full-year profitability. And overall, although there might be some pluses and minuses, we expected the operating income to exceed that of fiscal 2005 of 49.6 billion. Unfortunately, this was not achieved. Actual operating income was 42.2 billion. This was because although financial services businesses proceeded as we expected, in the asset management business, Reposel and Akusala stock prices sharply declined during the fiscal or the fourth quarter, totaling 5.4 billion between the two companies. Since this is IFRS basis, it all depends on what the amount was at the end of the term, because it is based on the fair value. For any of the listed prices, the price as of the end of the term will be reflected in the profit and loss. And as a result, we had to record a loss and auto server. Again, at the end of the term, a loss of 1.5 billion yen had to be recorded. So with the adoption of IFRS, we saw improvement in transparency. So for the investors, I think this means better situation. And I believe that that's good for us as well. Because for the prices of the listed shares, everything would be valued on a fair value, which is very objective. 5.4 billion between the two stocks. Of course, trough means higher peaks going forward, maybe. And for biotechnology-related business, a planned receipt of contingency fee was pushed back to this fiscal year, fiscal 2014. And as a result, the operating income was 42.2 billion on a full-year basis. They were major group companies that achieved record high profits: SBI Securities, SBI Japan Next, and SBI FX Trade, SBI Mortgage, SBI Money Plaza, Morningstar Japan, SBI Insurance, SBI SSI, SBI Sumishin Net Bank. So many of the companies in the financial services business did set a new record in terms of profit, and SBI Life Living also sets the highest historical high. So all these did very well during this term. In the financial services business, SBI Securities, 21.7 billion yen increase year on year. This is before income tax expenses. And SBI Japan Next, 0.7 billion yen increase. Liquidity market, 0.4 billion yen increase. SBI FX Trade turned from red to profitability. So between the two, 3.2 billion yen profit. And SBI Insurance still in the negative, but major improvement year on year, an improvement of 1.1 billion yen. And SBI Mortgage up 0.3 billion yen at 4.1 billion. SBI Money Plaza for fiscal 2012, I think the profit was about 36 million. Now it's 1.1 billion yen for fiscal 2013. This is where the late Mr. Izuchi was really putting lots of efforts in. He visited me. while he was still alive, and he apologized and said, "I'm really sorry, Mr. Kitao. I have not been able to do well because I am not feeling very well physically. Can you please allow me to just concentrate in just one business?" And he was talking about Money Plaza. And 1.1 billion yen profit before income tax expense as a result was achieved. Morningstar up 0.2 billion. SBI Sumishin Bank, we own 50% of this. And this bank itself is still based on Japan GAAP. And we converted that on IFRS. And our portion was 2.1 billion, up 0.5 billion yen. Asset management business. Nikkei average grew moderately, but the end of March was not good for Nikkei either. And in New York, 15.6% increase, not bad at the end of March either. Shanghai, slight decline. So overall, the stock market for fiscal 2013 was a decline, at least for Shanghai. So this was the market situation that impacted our business, especially Nikkei average. It dropped, but stayed at the moderate level. But VIA Venture average price, as you can see, fell sharply as of the end of March, especially February and March. The decline was substantial. Compared to the initial price, for the ones that IPO'd in fiscal 2013, 39.5% decline on average. Reprocell, PeptiDream, Oncolysis, Biopharma, Human Metabolome Technologies, and Acucela are the five bio-related companies that IPO'd in fiscal 2013. On average, 39.5% decline. In the fourth quarter alone, 51.3% decline. And this had a direct impact on our asset management business. The background to this drop was in the U.S. The momentum stock, internet and bio, those stocks fell significantly. There was concern about the QE3. And since employment situation is improving, unemployment rate is improving, and therefore there was an expectation that perhaps the tampering tapering might be conducted earlier than scheduled. And with that anticipation, because these stocks were priced high, it fell substantially. Some of the newspaper articles talked about the bio stocks perishing. And that situation in the U.S. affected the bio stock situation in Japan as well. And as a result, on a fair value basis, because of the changes in the fair value evaluation, loss in fair value for Reprocell amounted 3.9 billion and Acucela 1.5 billion, a total of 5.4 billion yen between the two, which affected the full year basis. There was 12.9 billion until the third quarter, but because of the fair value decline on a full year basis, it shrunk to 9 billion. That is the profit before income tax expense for the asset management business. And the SBI Savings Bank, another business within the asset management business, with South Korea's GDP growth recovering 0.9% year-on-year, and therefore a 3.9% year-on-year growth, a three-year high. And with that, the housing purchase price index improved over the April-June period of 2012. And in terms of transaction amount of home sales, we see a rapid recovery on a full half-year basis. Against such a backdrop, SBI Savings Bank recorded operating income of 4.6 billion and profit before income tax expense of 4.0 billion yen. So we were able to see the positive impact of the acquisition of this company. And operating receivables, about 40% is a bad debt provisioning percent. And with improvement in the real estate market condition, steady progress has been made with debt collection by means including the sale of bad debt. That is project finance and consumer loans, and we are injecting capital, and we have made the strengthening of sales activities such as campaigns, TV commercials, and other active promotions for personal loans. And previously, we received the management improvement orders from the financial authorities of the country, but this was lifted in April. And therefore, we will continue to increase normal assets and decrease non-performing assets, strengthen profitability for early IPO. The President Kim is doing very well, and I have full confidence in his capability. As for biotechnology-related business, as was mentioned earlier, it is still in red, but year-on-year improvement at 1.5 billion yen. So maybe there's still room for improvement, but we're doing much better. And the state of the major financial services business companies. First, the securities.
Average daily individual brokerage trading value increased by 140.4%. This is a change from fiscal year 2012. From November, the line is declining, but for the full year basis, it's a big increase. Some people might say that for this the fiscal year, SBI Securities might not be as strong as before. True, the performance line tends to come down a little bit, then I'd like to come back on that point later on. The operating revenue of SBI Securities or net operating revenue increased by 70%. And as to operating income, the 185.7%, and the net profit 18,069 the million, 168.3% change. And for all the other profit items, we hit the record high. And the profit in 2005 fiscal year, we hit the record high. And for the operating revenue, it was back in fiscal 2007. And for fiscal year 2013, for both of them, exceeded the past records. And we recorded 32,799 million yen for the fiscal year, 2013. We achieved the 30 the million during the time when Livedoor was doing very well, and we exceeded that result. And this is the comparison with other online securities companies, and we are dominant. And the backdrop of this feat is the number of customer accounts, which is coming very close to 3 million. On May the 6th, the number of SBI Sumishin Net Bank's account exceeded 2 million. But I think it's just a question of time. This 3 million marks will be exceeded by the SBI Sumishin Net Bank again. The number of bank account is far greater than the population in the securities market. So, in terms of the customer base, the biggest customer base will be at the SBI Sumishin Net Bank. compared to other online banks, the customer base is completely different. As to share, I'd like to give credit to Mr. Takamura for increasing the share with the 35.3% for the shares of individual stock trading value, among which the sales of individual March trading value, 38.2%. So it's a big increase in our share. So the share is very high now. And at the backdrop, we have the commission rate, which is the very low. And here is the comparison among online entities in terms of commissions divided by the stock brokerage trading value. We can do this because we have a good customer base. The larger the customer base becomes, the difference between SBI and other players will be larger. So we need to think about the strategy as to how to make our customer base much greater. So the year-on-year basis of our stock brokerage trading value increased 2.6 times fold, while commissions 1.9 fold year-on-year. And this is one of the reasons for the good results for the 2013 fiscal year. And as to open interest credit balance and financial revenue, it is increasing greatly in the order of 700 billion for the third quarter and the fourth quarter for open interest credit balance. And with that backdrop, financial revenue increased 1.9 times year-on-year. So this, although we are seeing some decline in our performance, this open interest credit balance continues to increase. And this is one of the keys for this fiscal year. As to investment trust for third quarter and the fourth quarter, in terms of investment trust balance, we have kept very high numbers. For the investment trust fees, it increased as much as 33% year-on-year. Even if the share turnover decreases, investment trust fees will continue to increase. As to FX trading-related gains of SBI Securities, it is categorized as trading revenue, or 4,263 million, or up 14.9% year-on-year. And NISA is one of the pillars for the investment trust business. As of the end of March, the number of accounts is 410,000, with 77,531 million deposit. The attributes of our customers compared to the brick-and-mortar banks, the attributes are very different. The new customers, 23.1%, it's a very high number. And 66.5% of those new customers are beginner investors. This is one of the big characteristics of SBI Securities. As to the product breakdown, domestic stocks account for 76.4%. Many people still think that the Japanese stocks are undervalued. In terms of PE, it is undervalued, I think. And the 56.3% of the customers opening NISA accounts are in their 20s through 40s. This is another characteristic of SBI Securities. And we also provide free of charge service to obtain resident registration slip on behalf of the customers because to obtain resident registration, it takes time. And sometimes, because of that, customers were hesitant to open the account. And I believe that the numbers here will increase more and more. And no other developed country sees more than 50% of the asset going into the bank deposit. And as to SBI Japan Next, from the February through March, the numbers are coming down, but please note the share of Japan Next, the PTS in the first section of the TSE. And that is the 1 point to be noted. The ratio was 4.1% in the fiscal year 2012, 4.9% in 2013, and now it is 5.2% during the 4 months from January through April. Only the SBI Japan Next has the feat. And some people might have thought that the Japan Next PTS and the first section of the TSE cannot be compared so easily. But here is the result of the comparison. As to the SBI Japan Next, we are now preparing for an IPO, which is targeted in 2015. And as to liquidity market and SBI FX trade, so under the SBI liquidity market, there is that is OTC market, and SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI FX Trade participate in the business, bringing their customers. So there is an allocation of profit. So before the allocation, how much is the income? It is 8,527 million, or up 39.3% year-on-year. And this, the 8,527 million is the record high number, and they are doing very well. And since the inception, they have been making great contribution. And FX trade, it started operation on May 30th, 2012. Except the fiscal year 2012, they eliminated the cumulative loss, and now they're operating in the profit.
And next is SBI FX Trade's deposit assets and number of accounts, which increased significantly. Customers' deposit assets exceeded 16 billion, as you can see. Number of accounts is 52,754. Accounts are increasing by 100 every day, so it will quickly reach 60,000. So this is the growth momentum we see. As for SBI's liquidity markets share in the OTC market, it has been increasing very steadily. It has increased from 5.6% in FY 2011, 8.5% FY 2012, and 10.5% FY 2013. Of course, OTC market itself has grown by 8.1 times, but excuse me, it has grown by 1.8 times, but SBI liquidity market itself has grown by 2.2 times, of which SBI FX trade has increased by 3.6 times. Banks and securities were the only players who were entering this market initially. Only people who had the accounts in the banking and securities companies were able to participate in OTC market. So we did was we liberated the market. Even though the customer did not have any accounts in either banks or security companies, they are able to play in this market. As a result, we have seen increasing customers. This is the customers' deposit assets and total amount accounts, which is disclosed by Yano Research. As you can see, in both deposit assets and as well as trading accounts, SBI Group is number one. SBI Sumishin Net Bank, as I have said, as of May 6th, the number of accounts exceeded 2 million, and deposit surpassed more than 3 trillion yen. So the peak was in December. There's a slight decline, and then it has increased once again. As a pure-play online player, internet bank, you can see that we are overwhelmingly number one. In terms of synergy with SBI Securities, This has contributed to the growth of deposits. And where is the synergy? It is in SBI hybrid deposits. It's the automatic deposits and withdrawals of stock trading deposits. So as long as you have deposited money in the bank account, as long as there's balance, you can always buy stocks. That's the mechanism. So from bank to securities, securities to bank, this is automatic, both in deposit and withdrawals. This is first in the industry idea. And we have, in fact, obtained patent as well. And now everyone is copying us. And of course, we do have patents, but there's no point in us filing complaint. So we allow the others to copy us. But that's the situation. So from 2012, April, you can see that SBI hybrid deposit balance increased by approximately 382.3 billion yen in the past 2 years. If we go with the ranking, you can see that regional banks, Yokohama Bank, Chiba Bank, Ifu Bank of Fukuoka, we are now 35 in ranking. The players that are not public among the 35 players, it's just us and Citibank. All of them are, aside from us, all of them are public companies. Some have holding companies which are public as well. So for banks, it's not sufficient to just collect deposits. It's all about how to manage the funds, and they must be able to generate margin. Otherwise, they will not be profitable. So as a way to make money, it is auto loan, housing loan, and internet loans. As they develop different loan products, they manage this better than interest margin, and they pay off the expenses. So we have two housing loan products. We have a housing loan that is processed directly by SBI Sumishin Net Bank. Mr. Housing Loan has started from November 2013. This is increasing quite significantly. And there's also housing loan via alliance with real estate companies. Also, housing loan is a long-term loan. So if we continue to increase this, then you will not be able to strike the balance, so between short and long-term loans. So it's all about how to increase the housing loans while trying to strike the balance. Therefore, we have partnered with Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank. It's a 50/50 joint venture with SMBC. We have a banking agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank. We introduce customers, and they apply for housing loan, and we receive commissions. So together, we have been able to grow by 14% last year. By the way, the announcement will be 14th of May. So we will not be able to tell you in detail what it is. But in a 9-month period, we have already exceeded the FY 2012 full-year ordinary income. So you can see that it's a nice curve growing steadily. 2007, we have opened in September. And I think they're doing a good job, and they have come this far. Market cap of listed local banks with ordinary income nearly Japanese yen 10 billion. Here's the list. Ordinary income for 2012. The average market cap of 12 listed local banks with ordinary income is of nearly 10 billion yen. It's approximately 77 billion, of which market cap of local banks with deposit balance of larger than 3 trillion yen exceeds 100 billion yen. Next is insurance business. We have non-life insurance business, SBI Insurance. Under Mr. Kido's leadership, they are working hard to make this business profitable. The pace is exceeding the plan. In terms of number of contracts, they have gone up 20.4%, which is 650,000. And also in terms of insurance premium, this is plus 18.7% to 23.156 billion yen. This is the compound annual growth rate. This is 48.9%. You can see that this industry is a growing industry. So auto insurance needs to be switched or renewed every year, and you have new customers. So their renewal rate is very high for us. That is why this business is profitable just in a matter of time. And we have SBI, SSI, and Iki Iki Sedai. These are short-term insurance. Since we acquired the shares, we have been able to steadily increase the number of contracts as well as premium income. SBI, SSI, we believe, will achieve a full-year profitability for the first time since its establishment. By the way, Iki Iki was profitable when we acquired, so it's still growing steadily. Now, SBI Mortgage, the profit is steady. Timing-wise, this is very challenging, but they are trying to increase profit. Market cap on Korea's KOSPI market. We have been listed in KOSPI for the first time as a Japanese company. As of May 7th, the market cap is 33.2 billion yen. This is change in net profit of SBI Mortgage. Mr. Maruyama, the predecessor, with great wisdom and efforts, with all 100 employees' effort together, have achieved this. And they have been growing steadily over the years. This is SBI Mortgage's outstanding loan balance, 1.865 trillion yen as of end of March. And they have launched SBI Freedom product offerings as of January 2014. You can combine the term and interest rate, variable rate and flow rate, fixed rates. You can choose. So it's a lineup. We are number one in flat 35 market share for the fourth consecutive year. We are number one fourth consecutive years. Every year, President of JHF, Japan Housing Finance Agency, comes and visits me. He is the head of independent agency, JHF. He comes and greets me. This is because we are absolute number one in market share amongst the 330 financial institutions that offer flat 35. It's 25.8% in market share. It's a 35-year fixed interest rate product. Number two is 10.2, so that's a big gap. So between number one and number two players, it comprises 36.1%. It's unusual in this industry. Starting with megas, among the 330 financial institutions that participate, that offer flat 35, we are number one. So I think we have done well.
And Money Plaza, both in terms of sales and operating income, 29-fold increase year-on-year. And over 400 billion yen, customers' deposit assets, number of accounts, is also increasing since the launch of the business in June of 2012. Morningstar Japan. Excellent management, because regardless of the business environment, 20-30% growth in profit has been pursued for many, many years. After the Lehman crisis, growth has always been maintained. And on a non-consolidated basis, growth for the 10th consecutive year. And I asked Mr. Nagureta to take this over. And all companies have been turned into profitable business. Excellent management skill. For the continued growth, during fiscal 2014, we have identified some of the priority measures. In the financial services business, further synergies will be expanded with the domestic financial ecosystem and strive to reinforce profitability. First is the pursuit of group synergy through the strategic utilization of big data. I think this is true of everything. If you just rely on hunch, that won't do in running a business. You have to be able to pursue reason. The reasonable, rational management is needed, which is based on the analysis of the current situation, based on which strategies are to be developed, and aggressively pursue the practice or execution. I believe those are the basis of running a corporation, ASP, as I call them. So A in ASP is analysis. What do you need to analyze in order to maximize the group synergy? For the last several years, in various databases, mining methods and software development had been pursued. And today, in today's business world, you can't develop the strategy for the network business without big data. It's a must in today's world. So Mr. Asakura heads the big data conference, and we hold conference on a regular basis. And at each group company, it's been ordered that the designated persons for big data be identified and to report out the results. Just giving instructions are not sufficient. You have to follow up, follow through on what had been actually done. Just coming up with good ideas and be an armchair critic would not do. In management, you need wisdom, and you need the practice as well. The wisdom and practice need to work hand in hand for growth. So we have a group company of 175.3 million, and that's the number of customers that we have, and there are 540 million views per month. We need to utilize this big data and increase the cross-selling to bring about the synergy. 15 years ago, when I established the group, I felt that the basic organization structure in this internet world is to have the organized operation. And we have expanded the customer base, and through the synergy between banking and securities and insurance and banking, through those, we have established the link so as to become the overwhelming number one player, so that even when I'm gone, this principle needs to be maintained as one of the most important genes or DNA of the company. And the big data needs to be developed into bigger data. We partner with various companies in different industries so as to build a bigger data. finance as core and go beyond finance was the concept that I advocated. And pursue the network value. We need to have the ecosystem that can build on that. And finally, we are seeing this principle being realized, materialized. In the insurance business, we will further improve on the combined ratio, which is the most important ratio in looking at how well the business is doing. The key is whether you are beyond 100 or whether you are below 100% or not. Combined, meaning the net operating expenses, the operating general administrative expenses and agency commission and brokerage divided by net premium income. Now, EB, which is calculated on the basis of premiums earned during the past year, we actually see the EB loss ratio trending down. EB loss ratio is trending down constantly. So we have a very healthy business in our insurance business. We believe that the quarterly profitability could be achieved within this fiscal year, fiscal 2014, and we will aim at full year profitability next fiscal year. About 4 billion yen loss. Although we have made a major improvement year on year, although the figure is in the red figure, that's the nature of the insurance business. As your business grows, you have to have sufficient reserve, which is expensed, and therefore the bigger the business, the bigger the expense. So when you reach a certain point, that will disappear. And we're getting very close to that level. And in many ways, we are enhancing our product offerings, including the auto insurance and cancer insurance. Together with AIG, Fuji Insurance, we are combining our cancer insurance with their insurance programs. The underwriter is AIG Fuji Life Insurance. And AIG Fuji Life Insurance is selling not only through the internet, but the real market as well. And so this combination would mean the merger between the real world and the network world. And we want to expand this further. And we do have life insurance, medical insurance with Ikiki, fire insurance, earthquake insurance. We also have traveler's insurance together with HIS as well. Or HS, rather. We are working with HS insurance on traveler's insurance. So we have many partners so as to improve on our recognition rate amongst the customer base. And in the domestic insurance business, we will pursue greater business efficiency and synergies through such means as considering consolidation into a holding company or restructuring and aim to conduct an IPO at an early state. We're still considering, but I am inclined towards having a holding company and IPO the holding company and have the efficient use of resources and manage cost. I believe those are the important principles in this line of business. Money Plaza. From early on, I had the business idea. We do the origination, but we are not going to originate all products. We will specialize in certain area and become number one in that niche market, but have the widest portfolio of products and become the number one distributor in Japan. That was the starting point of SBI Money Plaza. But we saw very slow headway, partly due to the business environment. But we tried to very aggressively pursue this business model and promote the integration between the network world and the real world. And we are seeing that taking root because we have all businesses within our group all grown into a certain size. Without these parts, my vision would not have materialized. But finally, we are seeing that happening. And Mr. Izuchi was in charge, and he was promoting the Money Plaza based on this concept of 7-Eleven. So that will have many franchisees, many products being offered, and many advisory services being provided on different financial products. And everyone was to have the agency function, everyone qualified. And that is how Mr. Izuchi promoted this business.
And the customer base, ultra-high net worth, upper mass affluent, mass affluent, upper mass, and mass market, all the layers of the customers are increasing. As to SBI Money Plaza, the directly the managed the shops are 361, with Mitsubachi Hoken and Hoken Clinic together 628. We have 48.5% equity in Mitsubachi Hoken and 32% in ILIC Corporation. So, in a very steady manner, we are making progress in the capital and the business relationships, and that's how I expand our business. We target at 500 shops. As to selection and concentration, that's another theme, my continuous theme, and we are going to continue to focus on that. Looking back in 2007, April the 2nd, there was BNP Paribas shock. Something was wrong, I thought. Something that had never happened, I thought. SBI E-Trade was to be privatized in my mind. But I hesitated to say that to Mr. Izuchi, who was the top of the public company. But it was Mr. Izuchi who took the initiative to do that. So we did privatization to make it 100% wholly owned the subsidiary. And that there came Lehman shock, as I had thought. And the market bottomed. And then continued the Greek debt problem, European debt problem, byproducts of Lehman shock. And only when we were thinking that the things would go better, and then came the QE3 tapering and the slowdown of the Chinese economy. But fortunately, Mr. Abe came back to the stage. Before BOJ took actions, the market started to the move in November in 2011, and the the quantitative easing had already been factored in the market before the government made announcement. We thought about the future, and we created PTS and the banking business and the non-insurance business and also the SBI AXA Life business as well. But the SBI AXA Life, we did not have right chemical between SBI and AXA, and we decided to sell the life business. But not only that, we thought that we would not survive the operating both non-life and life business. So we made that decision to sell SBI AXA, and we transferred all shares of the SBI AXA Life. And then we entered OTC the market in a very short period of time. We turned around the business, and that the business is now making big contribution. Without that business, SBI Securities would suffer greatly. And then came the announcement of Brilliant Cut Initiative. 58 facets. Each one of them should be polished. We picked up 58 the businesses, including companies and the divisions, to improve thoroughly the profits, to cut expenses. And we continued the selection and concentration. And we have been focused on that effort. If I leave the other group, the whole group is too big for anyone to succeed. So it would be better to make the whole group entity the slimmer. I know all the essences of all the businesses in the group, so I can use my own intuition. But the people coming after me would not have the same capacity or ability. So in that sense, we need to focus on the selection and concentration, regardless of the status of profitability. Cash is king, is the announcement that I made, or declaration I made. The financial service and the asset management businesses that now have the intermediate holding company, and that they have representative, the board of the director on my behalf. And as to SBI Japan Next, we obtained more than 51% to make it the consolidated. We started 100% stake, and we sold part of the stake to securities firm. And in the PTS market, we have public the benefit in my mind. We do it for the participants, for the investors. We did not intend to get everything. One day, someone from Goldman Sachs came to me asking to get some the equity in SBI. And so I said, okay. And I added that the Goldman Sachs should make a contribution, and that they did not fail to fulfill our expectation. And the SBI, the savings bank, was consolidated in March 2013, and I firmly believe that this action would be contributing a lot to the group. About 4 billion yen of the profit, about the same level as mortgage business. So with the Brilliant Cut Initiative, there is the increase in the profit in by 29.5 billion yen, as I mentioned, from by the other 58 other companies, and the red portion also decreased, although it still stands at 107.8 billion yen. The SBI Insurance has about 4.1 billion yen, and the but it is making steady improvement. And SBI Card, now the SBI Card, the plus business is terminated. So that will be the translated as 150 million yen per month cost reduction. And that's already known for this new fiscal year. And as to SBI Pharmaceutical and SBI a la Plomo, still 1.3 billion yen in the red, but it is improving. In 2 years' time, that this 1.3 billion will be zero. This negative number will be zero. And as to selection and concentration, we have three major businesses: financial services business, asset management business, and biotechnology-related business. These are called three major businesses. And regardless of profitability status, though we will either the sell or integrate them with other group companies or IPO as to other companies. In the financial services business, we have the principle for the selection and concentration. Here we have banking, securities, and insurance as core businesses. So though we make a judgment based on whether a business provides meaningful synergy with one of those the core businesses, and if not, we will either sell or integrate it or IPO. And as to the overlapping businesses, they will be basically consolidated. That those are the major policies for selection and concentration. More specifically, the non-core businesses will be either sold or IPO'd or aggressively reorganized in the group to maximize cash flow. And also, we will use cash proceeds to reduce debt carrying high interest rates. So going forward, it is certain that the long-term interest rate will go up. And once the Abenomics become a success, rates will go up. As to the BOJ, their target is 2% inflation. Currently, 0.6% is the yield on the 10-year JGB. And now the inflation is 1.5%. So it's already, for the long-term rate, it is too low. It is in a negative arena. And when it becomes 2% interest rate, what will become the price of the JGB? So the GPIF is now saying that, they are going to increase the equity ratio. They have 55% for the domestic bond. The 286 trillion or 1 trillion as of the end of March is the asset size of GPIF, and it is possible that that they are going to change their policy. And the new chairman is saying that the domestic and overseas bond will be 35% to 40%, and the domestic shares will be increased from 17% to 35% to 40%, including domestic and overseas shares. Once it becomes the reality, that will give a tremendous impact on the Japanese equity market. So I'm not so worried about the current turmoil. The macroeconomic growth, as to that point, the economic growth might slow down a little bit for 2014 because of the hike in consumption tax. But they would not, the impact will be limited, I think. In the U.S., 2.6% the growth for April through June period, but from the 7th July to through the September, there will be the 3% level the growth. And in China, 7.4 or 7.5% growth that will make China soft land. In Europe, their economy will turn around. 1.1% positive growth is expected 2014 and more than 1.5% for 2015. In India, 5.6 or 5.7% is plausible. So I am not so concerned about the macroeconomy. And as to equity market, I'm not so worried about it. Rather, Mr. Abe is thinking about the next elections. Then, the revitalization of the equity market is the best scenario to win elections. And that will be the best for LDP as well. I think that's what Mr. Abe is thinking about. And for that, he will work on TPP and utilizing the special the district, he will try to deregulate the strong regulations, and he will also make efforts for deregulations and the corporate tax reduction will be probably included in June when the government issues the government policies. And private companies' performance has been good. Even with the weaker yen, the exports did not increase as expected. I think that's fine. Japan is becoming the matured the market and the production going overseas. And the Japanese companies are using subsidiaries as the sales as well as production on the basis and working on big markets like Chinese market. So I think it's a very natural course for the companies to go overseas. But I do not think that the Japan will suffer chronic the deficit in the current account. And the government has announced that they will work again on the nuclear power generation. At least that is the attitude or policy of the government. So the net worth of SBI has been improving, and we will continue to work on strengthening our financial portfolio. So through the selection and the concentration, we sold some subsidiaries that are not expected to generate meaningful synergies, and we recovered more than 20 billion yen since March 2012. And as to the IPO at home or abroad, for example, SBI Mortgage, our share 66.5%, SBI Access. Now our share stands at 75%. And also, we consider reorganizations within the group to manage strongly related businesses in a more integrated manner. So, for example, we are going to transfer the face-to-face sales business of SBI Securities to SBI Money Plaza. So, going forward, I have been encouraging my people to work on ROE. So the average for the fiscal year 2003 to fiscal year 2006, we had 20.7%. During this period, we had, for example, BNP Paribas crisis. And the peak came with 29%. And our ROE for fiscal year 2013 was 6.6%. And we absolutely need to target at 20%. That is our target. When it will be realized, I don't know. But it's certain that we are going to implement many measures to make that happen. As to dividend, it was increased from 10 yen to 20 yen. So for fiscal year 2013, the 4.3 billion 40 million yen is the total amount, and this amount has been decided by today's the executive members' meeting. Even on a very conservative basis, the sum of values by business segment will be 563 billion yen. And there are many businesses which are not included in this calculation, and this calculation is a very, very conservative one. Still, business valuation per share is 2,507 yen compared to the current level of our share price. There's a big gap. And of course, the market has its own evaluation, and we need to accept it. And we'd like to work on the potential, the power of a business. And for that, we'd like to do the IR activities aggressively. And we need to improve our business values so that we can achieve ROE of 20%. And when that is achieved, their perspective about our entity will change. This is the time that we need to be humble. And we need to be careful to be negatively influenced by things happening around us. Now, biotech business. The other day, we had the new employees' interviews. Somebody asked, why did you start biotech business, Mr. Kitao? It's not just from the new employees, but I think many people have that question. From the very beginning, actually from 15 years ago, I have been saying the following. It is our corporate mission to be the creator of a new industry. What is what will be the core business, core industry in the 21st century? That is internet, including telecommunication. And the smart phone included. The automobile and the electric industries were the core of the 20th century. And in 2000, we invested 150 billion yen to start this new business. And everyone was against it, saying, people said that, do you know how many internet companies already exist in Japan? The private equity, the investment is not for you, people said. And you should diversify your investment. I was not sure. So I thought that it will be most profitable to invest in the newest industry. And my expectation was correct, but usually you don't know until you see the results. The same story goes for biotechnology. For the iPS, the cell, the Japanese was granted Nobel Prize, and it shows our future direction. When I started internet business, I thought that we should be deeply involved and engaged in the business and its future. The same goes for the biotechnology business. During the past 15 years, we put 11 companies on the public market. And as to the bio industry, we need to know the bio industry well. And because the biotechnology industry is not an easy business to invest in. So in my mind, to be the creator of new industry, this message is still ringing. And actually, these new businesses are related to financial business. If you want to engage in life insurance business, when the life insurance business becomes most profitable? Well, it becomes most profitable when the insurers do not become ill, so that the insurance company doesn't pay benefits, insurance benefits. So on the long run, this the new industry, biotech industry, will be a positive element for life insurance business, for example, or for affluent segment. The Chinese emperor sent one of his subordinates to overseas to search for a drug with which you can live forever. And as Pallet principle says, 80% of the financial the business comes from the 20% of the people, most affluent 20%. And Tokyo Kokusai Clinic is already receiving some references from China for medical checkups, also from Taiwan. So medical terminology in Chinese is important. So we actually hired one interpreter who has the good knowledge of medical terms in Chinese. So there are lots of these possibilities in my mind, and SBI Biotechnology, we have 77.25% stakes, and in 2014 we are going to put this company in the public market with Mizuho Securities as lead manager. And for the AstraZeneca, Pfizer is now interested in buying it. And one of their subsidiaries, the MedImmune, now has the rights for development and commercialization. We gave it to them for the autoimmune disease. And now we have the Quark Pharmaceuticals cooperating with Pfizer and Novartis Pharma. And with Pfizer, this is for the diabetic, macular edema-related project. And once everything that goes well, we will receive $25.8 million the contingency fee. And for the QPI-1002, we will receive 8 million yen contingency fee when the phase 2A is completed. And we are in the total fee, actually, the potential contingency fee is $670 million. And the QPI-1007, the P2 clinical trial, we already received $0.5 as the fee, and we will receive a total of $1.5 million by October 2014. Among those the pharmaceutical companies, there are strategical changes. The drugs developed, core drugs developed by those big pharmaceuticals, that will be generic once the patent is over, and that will push down the profitability of the big pharmaceuticals. And now those big pharmaceuticals inclined to sell generics to other the companies so that they can focus on the new drug development. And that is, seems to be part of the AstraZeneca and Pfizer potential deal. And those the strategic changes have been one of the focuses of the U.S. press. And But we do not want to sell this at Coke Pharmaceuticals because it's a very, very good company. And while when it comes to the companies in the investment fund, sometime down the line, we need to sell them. As to the newly listed drug development bioventure companies, for example, Reprocell, the 22 million yen losses, but they had the 147.8 billion yen, the market cap, by the initial price. Now, Allegria has been developed as a drug in a very short period of time. There is no other pharmaceutical company which successfully developed a new drug in such a short time. And the toxicity has already been checked fully. And now, from the brain tumor, we are going to expand the application to bladder cancer. And it is already designated as an orphan drug. And now doctor-sponsored investigation is being conducted. And also, SBI Pharmaceuticals and Kochi University have obtained a patent for the mechanism of the diagnostic agent for bladder cancer. And we are going to proceed with preparations for an NDA for prostate cancer application. And also, we are making progress in the Middle East already in Bahrain. GCC, Gulf Cooperation Council. This GCC established the university and the medical center, King Abdul, the medical city. And Saudi Arabia is the biggest investor. And the medical city, successfully performed the very first, world first surgical removal of bladder cancer using 5-ALA as an intraoperative diagnostic drug. And they are already working on the fourth the case, and they are now moving forward to the application for the removal of prostate cancer. And Mr. Sumi, the ambassador for the Embassy of Japan in Bahrain, attended the joint press conference in Bahrain held by AGU and SBI Pharmaceuticals. And this promotion for the ALA as intraoperative the agent is being done very aggressively using TV and so on. And the bladder cancer is the fourth most common cancer in men and eighth in women in GCC countries in the Middle East. These are the light source devices, LED light source and laser light source. The laser light source equipment makes some sound. And using this, so when you apply the laser light and when you had ALA in your body, then that part in your body will be lit in red color. And also the laser light source equipment will show where the cancer is by making sounds. And so this that will facilitate the detection of the cancer. Also in UK, phase one clinical test has been completed and passed toxicity the test, and moving forward to phase two. And phase one started in December 2012, and only in 6 months it's been completed. And for the cost the advantage, the phase two that will be conducted in Japan. It could be US, it could be in the UK, but there should be ARO and CRO the approvals. And now we have the Kitazawa Academic Research Organization as the ARO. And the Saitama Medical University, which conducts clinical trial, has started a doctor-initiated trial. So once you have the 42% or 43% of the people suffering from cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia.
So in Berlin, we are doing clinical studies on type 2 diabetes. We just received an approval to start the clinical studies. And at the Bahrain Defense Force Royal Medical Services Hospital, we have already started the clinical studies. We have conducted the patient screening, and we have already enrolled the patients and started the clinical studies. And we have already confirmed the we will be confirming the safety and effectiveness of the combined drug. So in 1 or 2 years, it will be known that safety and effectiveness are approved, and it will be known throughout the Arab region. In Middle East, it will be 16 to 18%. Maybe with the potential risk, it will cover about 30% of the population. So our Middle East strategy will, in fact, hit the target. And we will also conduct this at Arabian Gulf University Hospital. We are planning to develop a joint medical park. So the president from a university in Saudi Arabia will become the top of this medical park. And also, at AGU, we have established a clinical development structure that complies with GCP, Good Clinical Practice, which is a standard for performing clinical tests on pharmaceutical products to support Arabic people in the region. And the university has chosen the supplement containing 5-LI as its first model for clinical research. Also, for photodynamic diagnosis for colorectal cancer, we will work with King Hamad University Hospital. What is this? So whether it be colorectal cancer, we will be able to do the same thing we did for bladder cancer. So we are planning to expand indication. Aside from that, we have been building global academic network. 90 universities and academic institutions partner with us. For example, glioma. This is commercialized already. It's for malignant glioma. Carcinoma vesicare, this is bladder cancer. We're working with 5 universities, including Kochi University. And next is solar keratosis. It's we have 20% in Photonamic. It's a German company. The profit allocation is much higher than 20%. So we align with Photonamic, and we engage in photodynamic therapy. Photonamic has already developed a product called Allocare, which is already approved in Germany. We are considering licensing in Allocare. And we are working with Hokkaido University in Alzheimer's, Shimane University, Parkinson's disease, Saitama Medical University on mitochondrial diseases, and cancer, chemotherapy-induced anemia. Again, we are working with a UK partner, completed the clinical phase one clinical testing, and P2 has started. For diabetic diseases, we're working with Hiroshima University in Japan, and for U.S., working with University of Hawaii. For aggravation of influenza, we're working on the prevention with Tokushima University. For malaria, this is focus of the attention. We are working with University of Tokyo, TIT, MRC, National Institute for Medical Research, and SBI Pharmaceuticals. It's a joint research on malaria. This is one of the three greatest infectious diseases. More than 1 million people are dying. They say that more than 500 million patients exist, and there are no drugs. There are only 2 drugs that deal with malaria. But now we see malarias that are resistant to these 2 drugs. And with the global warming, we can see this. See the probability of malaria dispersing, diffusing.
we need to fight this horrible disease, malaria. In India, there's a potential partner. It's an Abu Dhabi pharmaceutical company. And I have just spoken with the Minister of Health on this subject. So in India, we are thinking about building a base for malaria studies. Also in Bahrain, we are starting sales of health foods. We will be collaborating with Davani Group. And of course, in Bahrain, we are already selling health foods. But in addition to that, we will work with Allergia, and we will also partner with drug stores without prescription. We will be able to sell them as mainstay products. And on the label, it says promotes sugar and fat metabolism and promotes energy production. The government has approved that we can use these phrases as on our labels. Also, we are accelerating ALA-related business in China. We are planning to establish a plant by 2014 for ALA health food manufacturing. We are agreed to form a strategic alliance with New Hope Group and Food on Forward for sales in China in November 2013. And also, we're planning to establish an import and sales company in Shanghai Free Trade Zone. And we will be selling fertilizers in 4 discounting 5 ALA. And also at the Fudan University, CTO Mr. Tanaka and Mr. Nakajima, Dr. Nakajima, CSO, have been invited as a visiting professor at Fudan University. Also, as you saw earlier, that Mr. Goh's commercial, this promotional initiatives have been very successful. We saw a dramatic increase in number of drugstores that are handling this. And at the end of April, we have now formed an alliance with 2,500 stores nationwide, and we are increasing lineup as well. And again, for financial services, we are increasing overseas financial institutions' investments. So at what timing we will be able to establish this online financial services in China, we are discussing with various partners on this subject. That is all from me.